can't get enough anodized? Maybe you should try the bonus material. Possibly. Depends on how bored you are. Or you're doing a menial task. You're doing a menial task like you're, you know, like cleaning the house or mowing the yard or washing dishes or something. And you need to listen to some bonus material just to fill some, to get rid of that tinnitus, that ringing in your ears. Listen to Anodyne. No. I'm sorry. Have you sorted out download numbers? Like, is it actually working yet?
How do you mean working?
Didn't you say you're having trouble figuring out how many downloads we'd had? Or
I simply don't know how to do that.
Oh, all right. Fair enough. Well, so the way I used to do it is I used to go through Feedburner, but now Feedburner's gone now. So
has it?
Okay. Yeah. So there's another thing you can do in WordPress. It's called PodPress. And what it allows you to do is it tracks it locally on the server for you. So you don't have to... you don't have to worry about it off server. But it's known to be less accurate.
Okay.
However, there are other alternatives to Feedburner out there. And I was under the impression Squarespace did something like that. But maybe that's why a lot of people use Libsyn, because I know that Libsyn does that. And in fact,
Squarespace 5, you could actually, because that had a little area that you could upload files to, and you could track the downloads or views of those files with the Squarespace statistics, not the built-in statistics, but you can't do that anymore because they've removed that feature. So hopefully what I'll be able to do for this episode is upload it to Squarespace 5, in their little file storage area and track the downloads, but you know, just link it to my Squarespace 6 site.
Okay.
Yeah.
That should work.
Yeah, in theory that'll work. So
yeah,
I'll give that a go, and at least we'll be able to see what downloads are coming in. But yeah, it does track hits for the RSS feed, but it's all me. Because I've subscribed to the podcast, so like I can see that there are other IP addresses that are, hitting the RSS feed, but the majority of them are me, because I've got like umpteen, you know, I've got Instacast, which is on umpteen devices, and so it periodically checks.
Yeah,
and I just keep seeing my own IP address turning up, and you can't filter IP addresses. You used to be able to. So it's, you know, that's what's really given me the shits about Squarespace these days. Like when I signed up for it, I go, yeah, this is quite good. I really like it, and that's why I pay money for it. But now that they come out with a new version, it's missing all these features that I'm like, hang on, I paid for these features, and you know, yeah, I've got two accounts for free, so I'm sort of not complaining too much. But I'm like, well, I'm not going to upgrade to your new version and abandon the old one, because things that I use aren't there anymore. It's just pissing me off.
Yeah. I mean, what they did is they basically rewrote massive chunks of it from the ground up to make it more scalable or whatever the hell they did to add extra functionality. And unfortunately, what they've done in the process is they said, oh, people really don't need this, or they really don't need that. And so I'm sure they'll add it back again. It's just a matter of... patience. But look, you know, I honestly, yeah, look, I think we've had this discussion before. I'm not a big fan of Squarespace, and I don't think I ever will be. It really does start to get on my nerves when I listen to podcasts and they say, oh yeah, and you should really go to Squarespace, it's all you need to make an awesome website. And it's like, Jesus Christ, they're sponsoring probably 90% of the podcasts that I listen to, and it just gets so irritating, you know.
Yeah. Well, that might be a good opportunity to just run into my podcast rant, because that's, you know, that's what Harry Marks was saying on his thing. It's just like, oh, fucking everyone advertises Squarespace.
Yeah.
So
Harry's an angry man sometimes.
Mm. Yeah. So did that whole thing start with his little blog post saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, the thing about Harry is that Harry has a reasonable number of page views. There's enough big name people that follow him that if he has a strong opinion about something that resonates, it tends to get picked up. And it got picked up by a lot of people. And
yeah, it did.
Yeah, and then you had people like, you know, iMike, or whatever his name is, Matt.
Yeah, Mike Hurley.
Mike Hurley. Yeah,
because so Harry Marks publishes this thing on like, well, you know, I listen to podcasts and here's some ways that I think that they could be better. And then suddenly every man and his dog has to have an opinion on it. And the, most of the reactions that I've seen to what he's written, and like he had some good suggestions, but most of the things that I was seeing coming back are, well, this guy's fucking wrong. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And I'm like, well, yeah, hang on, settle down, fellas. There's no wrong way to podcast. There's no right way to podcast. That's what makes the medium so great. There are just so many different ways of, you know, getting a podcast together. There's so many different formats that you can follow, so many different formulas you can follow. You know, I'd have to read his post again, but because I think a lot of people got the impression that he's saying, oh, I think all podcasts should be like this. Well, no, if you want to make your podcast better, those are certainly some things that you can, those are some helpful tips that we can, that people can use. And those are certainly things that we're using on this podcast. You know, we've got the better equipment and I'm editing things. We're not so much following, you know, the thing about keeping it to an hour long. But it's just, you know, they are good suggestions to follow. If they work for you, that's fantastic. If they don't, well, just don't follow them. It's just this, you know, and there's another thing that they were, with the editing, you know, they're sort of talking about, oh, he said, edit it to so that it's an hour long. He goes, oh, no, you can't edit podcasts because podcasts are conversation and conversations are sacred. Oh, editing a conversation is sacrilege.
Yeah, that's insane. I don't know. How can anyone say that? It's just, oh, my God. It's like, okay, here's the thing. Imagine you and I are at a pub. And assuming you could actually record clearly in a pub, which you can't, but assume you could, just for the sake of this exercise. Mm. And, you know, do you really think that 3 hours of you and me just talking shit at a pub, because it's a natural flowing conversation, don't you think you might want to edit out some of that?
Yeah, because there's always going to be things that, you know, we might start talking about some complete bullshit in the middle or something. You know. Yeah,
that's completely unrelated. I mean, the
completely fact, unrelated, yeah. And then we get back to what we were talking about. Get on back on track later on.
Yeah, and honestly, I think that a well edited podcast is indiscernible from its original if it's well edited. You know, that's the bottom line. If people are saying you can't cut it down because it'll ruin the flow of conversation, well, they're editing it wrong. Mm. That's it. The thing, from my opinion, about Harry Marks' piece is that he has some good suggestions in there. But I guess the ones I disagreed with were the length of the podcast being stuck with 1 hour. Mm. I talked to him about this actually on Twitter specifically, and I asked him how long his commute was and if he had a preference for listening to podcasts start to finish. And he pretty well confirmed to me, without coming out and saying it, but yeah, his personal preference is because his commute is around about an hour long, roughly, and he wants to start a podcast when he leaves and finish it by the time he gets to work. He just doesn't want to pick up a podcast halfway through on the way home or have like 5 minutes left or 10 minutes left or something, and that's probably annoying him. But, yeah. I mean, that's his personal preference, you know, and that's fine. It's okay to have a personal preference, but I don't think
it's absolutely fair enough.
Yeah, but I personally don't believe that such a restriction makes any sense, really, to the greater populace. I mean, I think that shows should be edited to a length that is appropriate, and that is flaky, and it has to be flaky because, well, you know, what's appropriate depends on the show and depends on if you've got a good topic conversation going.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I'm not too fussed about keeping to a time limit because, well, we publish every fortnight, so I figure people have plenty of time to listen.
Yep, absolutely. But, you
know, one of the podcasts that I listen to on a regular basis is, it can run up to 3 hours long, and it's five drunk guys talking about games. So, wow. And that, when it came out, that was voted. I don't think. How do they do the end of year iTunes awards? I don't think it's voted. It's like decided by the staff.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure, to be honest.
Anyway, end result was they got best brand new podcast for that year.
Wow.
So, you know.
So you're saying we need to get drunk and get some more people on and talk?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We could do that.
Yeah. But, you know, that's... They are, in quotes, an award-winning podcast. They got... Yep. I think it was like 2011 or 2000... Yeah, 2011, I think it was. They got best podcast for that year. And best new podcast for that year. So that sort of, you know, everything that about time limits, about formats, about, you know, editing and shit like that, because they do live to tape, it's all just blown out of the water. So what that means is that, well, yeah, there's no right way, there's no wrong way. You just do whatever the fuck you want. And, yep. You know...
Yeah, I agree.
Listeners, you're going to be successful. Yeah,
absolutely. I think people need to do their own thing, and that is what makes podcasting what it is. Yeah. One of the points that Harry made in his article was that, you know, radio, as in broadcast radio, has evolved in the way that it has for a bunch of reasons. And the funny thing is that may well be true, but internet is the great democratizer insofar as information goes. So you can do pretty much whatever you want. You're not restricted. I mean, if you want to do the whole 5x5 professional recording studio, or Twit is probably a better example. Yeah. You know, you want to go down that road, go right ahead, you know.
Nothing stopping you.
Go for it. Yeah, nothing stopping you. Go for it. Or if you want to be, you know, a couple of guys recording in their basement on the other side of the world, or, you know, just in a room, whatever, talking about whatever they want to, then you can. And that's what's wonderful about it. I don't think it has to progress anywhere. I think that it's going to evolve on its own, and its final form will not resemble broadcast radio, because broadcast radio is a very specific set of circumstances that aren't present pretty much on the internet. So, but in the end, I do find the whole thing to be a little bit ridiculous and over the top. And it's sort of like Harry's post became the catalyst for a long conversation about this. And, yeah, it's got to be frustrating, really. I mean, I think for Harry, it's got to be frustrating because he was just telling other people what his opinion was.
Yeah.
And whilst I disagreed with a couple of key elements in it, I'm not going to write a long piece about how I think podcasts should be, because I just don't see the point.
Yeah, and well, that's I think that's what got me pissed off, is that, yeah, because I was following it because we have a podcast and we're starting out, and I thought, well, you know, perhaps there's some value into following this, but all that it was just like, people just wanted to get on their soapbox and disagree with him.
Yeah, I know.
And it was almost just for the sake of disagreeing.
There's a lot of that going around, though. You know, one of the things when I've done with Tech Distortion, I tried really hard not to do that. I don't want to do that. It's not the business I want to be in. I want to be in the business of, I have an idea, I want to talk about it, and it stands alone.
Yeah.
And what I do stands alone, and it's not a criticism. It's not a commentary on someone else's commentary. It is simply, here's my opinion. Take it or leave it, and that's it. I'm not interested in that sort of conversation. And that's just me. There's plenty of people out there that are.
Yeah.
And honestly, you know, Harry does what he does because he, I don't know, enjoys it. A little bit of money on the side, I think, and that's fine. I just hope that incidents like this don't discourage him from putting stuff like that out there again.
Yeah.
Because it'd be a shame if that happened, I think. So.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah.
So that's the podcasting rant, is it?
Yeah, that's the podcasting rant. It's just, yeah.
Don't sound so disappointed.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, for fuck's sake, can't we all just get along?
Yeah, God, yeah, damn right.
Why is this something that we have to argue about? That's what it gets down to.
There's actually, I've never heard of this guy, I think it's Jordan someone, I don't know. Mm. Anyway, has this podcast called the Blenderhead Podcast. You know, the guy's a comedian.
Mm.
And anyway, he had Harry Marks on episode 66, I think.
Yeah.
And they basically just had an hour and a bit long rant over everything that was wrong with social media, which is, of course, the people. The long-running joke, of course, about schools is very, you know, along the same sort of line. Schools would run perfectly if it wasn't for the students. Social media would work better if it wasn't for the people. But, you know, it was really actually quite an interesting listen, because they sort of, the whole, I've got to be on my soapbox, I've got to correct other people and so on. And it actually made me stop and think about some of my Twitter behavior, and I'm going to try and consciously modify a little bit of it, because Yeah, the funny thing is that Twitter and social media is a it is a new frontier, and you know, people it takes a little while to get a handle on sort of like how it's done and what the right and wrong things to do are. I mean, you just throw someone into Twitter in the first 10 minutes and they're going to look, what do I do? Yeah. What the hell is a hash thingy? Should I respond to this person? Or is it okay to at message them? Or, you know, it's like there's no rules. Yeah, and another thing is the whole favoriting thing that's starting to happen now. Well, I've noticed in the last 6 months, people start favoriting things. Yeah. So instead of retweeting, they're now favoriting, because if you retweet, then you could cop shit from other people saying, oh, what you believe in, you know, whatever the hell, you just retweeted. And you're like, hang on, I just retweeted that because I thought it was funny. And then 10 of your followers think that you're now the most horrible person in the world. I mean, I lost a whole bunch of followers when I retweeted that Harry Marks hated teenagers. I mean, come on. Teenagers hate teenagers.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I was exactly, man. Yeah. I mean, teenage, jeez. How childish, how teenage-like can you be? Anyhow, sorry. That's terrible. Look, to any teenage listeners, we love you. But, you know, keep in mind that people that are older than you are, we were once teenagers too. And we, if I were to go back in time to when I was a teenager, I would probably punch myself. I just don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
I think that's a normal reaction, isn't it?
Yeah. I often think that, if I was to go back and meet myself from even 5 years ago, I'd be like, you're a fucking idiot.
Yep. Funnily enough, that's probably what I'd say to myself. Go back about 15 years and I'd be like, come on. You think you sound cool, don't you? But you know what? Anyway, no, it's all right. But yeah, I mean, it's never mind. So is this the show?
No, not yet.
This is the bonus show.
Yeah, this is the bonus show.